The Federal Small Business Innovation Research Program, SBIR, was created by Congress to provide startup funding for small businesses with less than 500 employees. More than $2 billion is available each year to launch projects from concept to prototype development to commercialization. It's high risk, high reward. Robert L. Smith, SBIR manager for the U.S. Navy, says one small company developed whale watching technology that evolved into something bigger.
The owner of this company started his first company in his dorm room some 25 years ago. Today, EMILY, Emergency Integrated Lanyard System, is a radio-controlled remote lifeguard used throughout the world, recently deployed in support of Hurricane Irma in Houston, saving 1.2 lives a day.
Smith says small companies are more nimble than large corporations, but they must produce something new that meets the needs of the funding agency. Seven federal departments, including agriculture, defense, health and human services, are reviewing project proposals. Hawaii's High Technology Development Corporation provides 50% state funding for SIBR. Robbie Melton is the corporation's executive director.
We have an 80-80 initiative, which is 80,000 new tech and innovation jobs earning more than $80,000 a year by 2030. So we have 119 companies in Hawaii have received SBIR funding, and 65 have gone on to phase two. So that's the higher amounts of funding. Those are the ones where they actually are paying higher wages than the average wage in Hawaii.
Phase 1 companies receive about $100,000, while Phase 2 funding for prototype development can be $1 million or more. Phase 3 commercialization requires private funding and partnerships. Big Island Ulu Cooperative Manager Donna Shapiro will be pitching a Phase 1 proposal to the Department of Agriculture.
We're a farmer-owned business working to revitalize breadfruit as a staple for Hawaii. So our project that we'd like to propose is really how to research innovative ways to market breadfruit and scale up in order to continue meeting the needs of our small farmer members and increasing Hawaii's food security.
The odds of being awarded a Phase 1 grant or contract is in the 15 to 20 percentile range. But U.S. Small Business Administration Office of Innovation and Technology Director John Williams says the only project that's not considered is the one that's never submitted.
Yeah, there's thousands of SBIR success stories. Qualcomm started with SBIR technologies back in the late 80s. Now is a $100 billion plus Fortune company. Illumina is a DNA sequencing company. And then there's smaller defense companies that have, you know, developed technologies, and many of them have been bought up. So technology does that. It never takes a straight path, and you never know what it's going to do. So under 500 people, you all have a shot.
For more information, go to sbir.gov. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.